Chapter 15. Climbed over the wall. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. John 10, verse 1. Saddened, Christian continued on the way. Suddenly he noticed something happening on the left side of the road. Two men lowered themselves down from the wall. The one's name was Formalist, holding onto external forms, and the other was called Hypocrisy, pretending to be what you are not. A little later they walked beside Christian. They wanted to accompany him. Curiously, Christian looked at them. "Sirs, where are you from and where are you going?" "We were born in the country of vainglory," they answered, "and now we are traveling to Mount Zion. For when we come to Mount Zion, many people will think we are good, and that is what we want." "Why did you not come through the gate?" "Which gate?" they asked. "The gate which is built at the beginning of this way." The men shrugged their shoulders. "Do you not know, then, what is written in the book? It says you must enter through the door. And if you do not enter through the door, you are a thief and murderer." "It can very well be," the men said. "But in our country, everybody thinks the way through the gate is way too far away. They said you may as well take a shortcut. You first go onto a bypath, then you climb over the wall, and then you are there too." "But," Christian said, "do you not want to go to the city?"
"Yes."
"Well, the Lord of the city himself said you must enter through the gate. Everyone knows that is how he wants it. Is it then not trespassing when you climb over the wall?"
"Do not be troubled about it," the men replied. "Many people climb over the wall and have been doing so for thousands of years."
"But read the law," Christian said, "the law which the Lord of the city made. Is it right what you are doing?"
"Yes," they agreed. "But is not everyone doing this? Then we may do so too. The best judge will agree with it. It is just lawful. It certainly is. And what is even more important, we are walking on the way also now, are we not? What does it matter then how we came in? We are in. Let that be enough. We notice you came through the gate. So, and? You are on the way now, are you not? And you are not even ahead of us. Then it does not matter whether you climb over the wall or not, does it? Tell us, what makes your way better?"
"I walk as my master tells me," Christian answered. "I keep his rules. But you walk as you think right. Therefore, the Lord calls you thieves. And have you thought about the end of the journey? I wonder how it will end with you. Do you know what is required at the end of the journey?"
The men shrugged their shoulders.
"Has your journey been honest? I wonder if it will be well with you then. You came in here by yourself, without the Lord. Be honest. You never really needed him. Well, then later you will have to go out without the Lord too, and he will not care about you."
The men did not know what to answer.
"Look at yourself," they grumbled. Then they traveled on. The men did not talk much with Christian anymore. One time they said, "We certainly obey God's rules and the laws of the Lord. We keep the law well, too. There really is no difference between you and us. Only you have such a coat which we do not have. But you probably got it from your neighbors when you did not have clothes anymore. You were ashamed, of course, because you were naked, and then you received this coat to hang over your naked body."
But Christian answered, "You say that you keep the law well? Do you think so? And do you think this will save you? That is not possible at all. for you did not enter through the door. And the coat that I am wearing, I received it from the Lord of heaven. First, I did not have anything except rags and tatters, but he took my old clothes off. Then he clothed me with new garments. And now I am certain that God will care for me. This garment is proof of his goodness. The new garment is a great comfort for me also, for the remainder of my journey. By this I know it will be well at the gate of the city. For when I come to the end of my journey, the Lord will see that I am wearing his own garment. And when he sees that garment, he will accept me in love. For it was he himself who took the dirty rags off me, and it was he who put this new garment on. I did not deserve that. It was free grace. I received it for nothing. But I have even more which you do not have. Maybe you did not see it yet. Christian pointed to his forehead. Do you see this? Here is a sign. A good acquaintance of my Lord put it there on the same day that the burden fell off my shoulders. And do you know what else he gave me? He gave me this roll with a seal. I may read it along the way. When I am sad, these words will comfort me. And when I am at the end of the way, I must hand it in at the celestial gate. Then they can see that I am truly traveling to heaven. I wonder if you have all these things. No, you do not, for you did not enter through the gate. The men answered nothing. They looked at each other, and then they began to laugh. In the meantime, the three of them walked on. However, Christian walked ahead a little. He made sure he talked to no one. Sometimes his eyes looked sad, and he sighed deeply. Sometimes he laughed and shouted. He also read in his roll often. You could notice that this was good for him. Explanation. Who was Formalist? He was a person who seemed to be a child of God, but he was not. It seemed that he lived a decent life. He talked as if he was traveling to heaven, but in his heart he did not need the Lord Jesus. He was just like the other man whose name was Hypocrisy. He acted as if he was a child of God. This is called a hypocrite. These two men did not enter through the gate. They climbed over the wall. Their heart did not grieve about sin. They were not troubled by the burden of sin. They did not seek the Lord. They wanted other people to praise them, and they wanted to go to heaven, but they did not want to enter through the gate because they did not feel they were lost. And then you do not truly need the Lord Jesus. There always have been many people like that. These people think all is well, but it is not. We may well pray, Lord, keep me from this, for that hypocrite lives in my heart also.